Time now for the business spotlight on the WMAY news feed, sponsored by the SAU Center for Family Medicine. And today we're talking with Megan Golden, licensed clinical social worker and the director of the Survivor Recovery Center, also director of community outreach for the Department of Family and Community Medicine. Megan, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
The Survivor Recovery Center. Please explain what that is.
Our Survivor Recovery Center is Springfield's version of a national model of care delivery called trauma recovery centers. So our goal is really to provide flexible, compassionate, timely services to people who have survived crime. Examples of this could be domestic violence, physical, emotional, financial, sexual assault or abuse, physical violence, gun violence. We provide grief and bereavement services to people who have lost a loved one to homicide. So there's a lot of different ways people find us, but we provide individual and group therapy, psychiatry, pharmacy, case management, which is really just life skills, helping link people to resources, job training, food stamps, housing, things like that. And then the newest thing we're doing is in the spring, we're hoping to provide trauma-informed yoga. So ideally by February, because we know the mind-body connection is strong and we want to give people a lot of different options for ways to move through their trauma and find healing.
You know, it's unfortunate that these scenarios are far too common here in our community of people being exposed to this type of violence in their lives. How does the lingering effects of this, how do they manifest themselves in people? What sorts of traumas and issues are people encountering that would then lead them to turn to you for help?
Well, it's interesting because we didn't really know what the most common type of trauma would be that would find our services helpful, because we do have a wide variety of things we can help with. And by far the most frequent thing we're encountering is domestic violence. So violence in the home. We also have unfortunately had a lot of people find us for community violence issues. We have in Springfield, you know, there's a high amount of violent crime. So people who hear gunshots or are somehow involved in any of the things that have happened sometimes find us too. But trauma affects people in all the different ways. You know, people have sometimes undiagnosed physical issues and ailments related to the trauma they've experienced, emotional distress, shame, guilt, difficult functioning at work, hard time keeping good relationships, loneliness. There's all kinds of things that especially repeated trauma can do to a person.
I know every case is different, and you ran through several of the different types of therapies that you can offer. As a general rule, is it more helpful for someone to be able to sit and talk to someone? Do people often need some sort of medication type intervention? You mentioned even therapeutic yoga. So how do these different strategies all work together to assist someone dealing with this kind of trauma?
I think that's a great question, because a lot of times what we find, and part of the reason we were so passionate about this specific model needing to be available in our town, is that services are kind of siloed, where people have to go to a different building, different pay source for each service. So we have a handful of clients who use literally everything we offer. We have some that just come for therapy. We have some that just come for case management. We do staff our cases every week as a team. So there's a lot of communication. And patients can really engage with us how they want and on their own timetable, how they're comfortable. But I think it's a partnership. Some people really need some medical attention, and especially medication, to ease their symptoms so they can even be present for therapy, remember to come, be able to handle their symptoms in sessions. And on the flip side, some people can really learn self-management skills and maybe have more milder issues and they might just need therapy. Some people just want to come to group.
Talking with Megan Golden, director of the Survivor Recovery Center at SIU Center for Family Medicine. And Megan, is it a situation where people who have PTSD or other types of trauma, are they ever, quote, cured of this? Or is it just really a situation where you're just helping people to manage this and to manage the things that may trigger those feelings in them?
I would say the latter. If you're asking my opinion, that's a subject for a lot of debate that people who are experts haven't agreed on. Personally, I've been doing trauma-specific work for about the past 7 years at SIU, in some way or another. And I think often whatever happened is going to be with them forever in some way. We just want to help them move through it and find healing and make meaning when they can from it, and just help them move forward in their life without these events defining, you know, their entire existence.
Does someone need to be a patient of the SAU Center for Family Medicine to be able to access these services?
Not at all. We're grant funded. So we're everything that we provide is completely free, including our community-based trauma-informed care training. So patients can come, they can have doctors at any of the medical providers in town. They don't even have to like SIU, you know, they just need to come find us at our center and we can take them no problem, as long as they meet our grant criteria.
And how does a center like this really help the community overall? What kind of a difference does it make in our overall quality of life here?
Well, I think it's nice to know as a community that if there's some kind of massive catastrophe, you know, we weren't in existence when the Bund shooting happened, but if that happened today, you know, we could get people in immediately. There's no barrier of insurance, or where we can provide services anywhere. Often insurance dictates we have to provide services in the office or it's not always reimbursed. So I think it's flexible, it's fast, it's high quality evidence-based care. You know, as a community, we want to be able to offer that really good quality medical care to people, not 6 months after the trauma or a year after, even three weeks, but maybe the next day. So we can help prevent PTSD from setting in, help prevent people's relationships from ending or their jobs from having problems.
A very important service in our community, the Survivor Recovery Center. Megan Golden, licensed clinical social worker. And again, how do people reach out to you, to the Survivor Recovery Center, and make that contact to get the help they need?
You can call us 545-7815. You can come by. We're at the corner of Walnut, kind of near Walnut and Carpenter in that area. We have a wonderfully friendly receptionist, Lisa, who's there. She'll give you a tour. So we take walk-ins. You can call, or we have a website, siumed.org, but that's still kind of being built. So we love it when people come to see us and visit and just see it for themselves. Come on by anytime.
Megan Golden, the director of the Survivor Recovery Center, thank you for joining us here in the Business Spotlight on the WMAY News Feed.
Thank you so much.